Have you been bothered by colds much?
No, I'm not bothered by colds. I didn't have a cold all this past winter.
How about Claude? Do they bother him?
Yes, he and Ellie both have a cold all winter, I think. every time it comes over, one or both of them has a cold.
Was he all right this last winter?
How's that?
Was he all right this last winter?
Well, he seemed to be, yes, any more than he'd have a cold occasionally.
I noticed that he's more temperate in his diet now.
How's that?
He's more temperate in his diet now.
Well, he's had to be that way. He takes on weight too fast.
Yeah, he was pretty careless there for a while. He got pretty big again.
Well, 2 years ago, this past June, I was sick and the doctor came. He said I had a coronary blood clot.
Ish.
Well, I went to the hospital the last day of May and I was there the 4th of July. He dissolved the clot, I suppose. He says it's easier to dissolve a clot like that in an older person than it is a young person.
Huh.
That's my doctor's theory.
If someone is well one day and then he's ill the next one, what do you say has happened?
He's not strong, or he's frail, or puny, or some, there's many different terms I've heard that.
I was thinking more of what you'd say has happened to him. If you see him one day and then
he's sick. That's a very common question. You see somebody, you say, why is he sick?
And someone says, would you say he's taken sick, he took sick, or he's gotten sick?
Or what's the matter with him?
I was wondering particularly what expression you'd use to show that this sickness has come upon him.
Well, perhaps you just ask what the trouble was. There might be some specific trouble that would cause you to feel that way, so you might ask the question what the trouble was with the person.
Mm-hmm. If someone has a runny nose and he's coughing and his eyes are sort of red, what would you say is the matter with him?
Well, I'd either say he had a cold or had hay fever. Either one can cause a lot of trouble like that.
And when you have one of those and you lose your voice, or your voice gets very husky, you say,
let's see the term for you, the proper term for that. What is it when you lose your voice?
Or if you still have your voice, but it's sort of scratchy and crusty.
I would say you're a hoarse.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps had a sore throat or something.
And if someone goes, you say what?
Well, he's got a sort of a hacking cough.
If the children were noisy, what would you tell them to make them quiet?
I'd say get still there, you'll be in a hurry
and
dust. Provided I had control of them or power to use that language. You have to be very careful when you talk to other people still in there.
Oh, I have trouble with mine. I find that they're running around and I raise my voice and I shout at them and say, "You children, be quiet now, be quiet!"
I never allowed my youngsters to holler and make a very big noise in the house. That's one thing I never could even stand with my own children. I tell them to get out of the door and just holler all they want to, make all the noise they want to. I couldn't stand it in the house.